is a flood expert at Nottingham Trent Uni and joins me now. Good afternoon.
Hello.
So, were you surprised to see the effects of Storm Desmond?
I think we were expecting that it was going to be an extreme event because the Met Office had forecast that the storm was on its way, and obviously that's why it's one of these that now has a name given to it. I think the intensity of it and the scale of it was obviously greater than people expected. It does seem to have been unprecedented heavy rainfall. The Met Office now saying that it probably is the record for 24-hour rainfall total in the UK.
Mm. When I see things like this on, you know, on the TV news, I always kind of think, oh, it's what the insurance companies call an act of God. But could anything more have been done to minimise the effects of the flooding?
Well, there's a number of aspects to managing flood risk. One is actually putting the scheme in place, you know, building the engineering works and thinking about where the flood walls are and how high they are and so on. And to some extent, that's a decision that society makes about how much money are we prepared to spend in advance to prevent flooding. And also, it's about living with the river. Are we prepared to live with a river that has great, huge walls cutting us off from it ordinarily? So there's decisions in advance about the flood management schemes. And then also there are things about people's and communities' preparedness for it. Now, so I think this particular event, although it was forecast, it does seem to have been much more great in magnitude than was envisaged.
Yeah.
It's a really tricky thing to accurately predict where and when rain is going to fall, and obviously then the rainfall translates into the flooding.
Why is Cumbrian and the Lake District affected in particular?
Well, it's partly about the way that these low-pressure systems track across the ocean. So this one came from the Gulf of Mexico, bringing lots of moist, wet air with it. So it's partly about their position on the British Isles, and it's also partly about them being high ground. So when you force an air mass over high ground, it tends to drop the rainfall. Now, the areas of Carlisle and so on are actually much lower than the Lake District, where the really high rainfall totals have been recorded. But the catchments come from some of the higher areas. And so it's a combination of their location and their physical characteristics, really.
And how important are things like flood forums?
Well, I think they're really important in terms of having a role for involving communities and learning lessons. So saying to people, you know, you know your local area, you understand how it works. If we can listen to local communities, then they can have an input to help manage things in future. And I think they can also help to be prepared for another time, because floods are not a one-off event. We seem to be seeing more of them. It's hard to tie one event to climate change, but we seem to be seeing increasing numbers of record rainfalls. And so things like flood forums can help with community resilience. They can help to get people to pull together, look after their neighbours, make an emergency plan, help to perhaps lessen the devastating consequences, because they really are devastating for people who've been flooded.
Yeah, there was one set up in Southall a few years back, wasn't there?
Yes. So in 2013, in Southall, there was a major, that was a summer flood. It was a different kind of event. But the community really came together. They had a big meeting, lots of volunteers, lots of people got interested. And they said, we want to pull together to try to minimise the impacts of this, help people recover who were flooded, and to try also to work in partnership with the authorities. A volunteer body is never going to take on all the responsibilities. That's not what it's intended for. But to have a voice for the community and to try to work with the flood authorities, the Environment Agency, local government and so on, to try and make some progress. It's a slow process dealing with flooding. It's not something that is ever going to be solved overnight.
Sorry.
Sorry, no.
Dr. Gillian, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate that. That's Dr. Gillian Labatt, a flood expert at Nottingham Trent Uni. It's 4:15.